The views and opinions expressed on the following program are not necessarily those of the staff and management of Salem Media of Hawaii.
Welcome to Generations Radio, where the focus is on our seniors and their families. We are here each Saturday afternoon from 5 until 6 p.m., bringing you resourceful information with our radio team of professionals in the field of aging. Stay with us for the next 1 hour as we explore different ways to make life more exciting and meaningful for our extraordinary seniors, right here on AM 690, The Answer. And now, here is our host and the publisher of Generations Magazine, Percy Ihara.
And welcome back to Generations Radio. I hope you're having a great weekend here. It's a little cold for me. I got up out of bed. I was wearing socks. It was so cold. You know how in Hawaii, 61 degrees, or you hear the news, oh, it's going to be 58, 59 degrees. You got to put on that third blanket, right?
But
anyway, welcome to the show, everybody, and thank you so much for tuning in. And I'm sure some of you have gone to our website, generations808.com, and might have even clicked on our mobile app on your smartphone, because from the smartphone, you can actually visit all our past issues and also actually listen to the radio show and our TV shows. So thank you very much to all of you. Our listener group and readership are growing, and we thank you very much. But anyway, I've heard about this family for a while, and then I found out what they actually did. I was very interested because I'm a baseball player, and so I knew their son, what he did, but I know about the family a little bit because one of our writers in a magazine is actually a former ballroom teacher. And I said, yeah, I know the Agbayanis. I said, wow. So when I said, hey, I'm going to have Faith and Benny Agbayani in the cover, I said, great. I didn't know you guys actually knew him, Mr. Michael Yee, who was our legal writer. But anyway, right. Welcome to the show, Faith and Benny. Thank you very much for coming in.
Well, hello.
Thank you for having us, Percy.
Yeah, so as you guys know, our February-March issue features Faith and Benny. It's called Romancing the Dance. And I've always loved ballroom dancing. And when I found out what they actually did and met them in person from the very first phone call, Faith, I was like, okay, I'm ready to do this story. So if you haven't read the magazine, this would be a great time for you to listen to the story. That's really what I wanted to do, because one of the first things that people, when you mention Benny and Faith, is just great people, a great couple. And so if you read in the magazine how they met was very interesting. So I know that area in Bowling Alley area, but maybe who would be better? Benny, would you want to start off and tell your story a little bit about how you guys met and how you got going in ballroom dancing?
Sure. Well, at first, you know, when I was the manager for Heights Drive-In.
Now it's called Alley, right?
Right.
Restaurant either by Aya Bowl.
Right. And when I used to hire girls, Connor girls, I had this imaginative thing when if I'm going to distribute food, I want customers to go for it. So here I am hiring young girls. School girls, you know, after school or whatever. And I had my customers all plucked in. You know, it was like, hey, if you want to make money, there's supposed to be a gimmick that I'm supposed to do. But anyway, going any further, when I hired Faith, at first, you know, I didn't know it from then. And then Faith used to come to me and says, Benny, we made so much money. And she was a Connor girl. I said, wow, I guess your attitude on the Connor girl is progressing.
So that's when you first met Faith?
I met her as a business first. You know.
You were her manager.
Yeah. And later on, as time goes by, was it 2 years maybe, then I encouraged her to count my money because I was getting tired counting money, working at the front.
Yeah, as a manager, you got to do everything.
Yeah. So she did that for me. And I guess that's when things started. And maybe from that, I let Faith go right ahead.
But Faith, you were in high school then, were you?
Yes, I was.
You were in high school?
Yes, yeah. Working nighttime, part-time. That was my part-time job, and it saved me from working at the cannery, trimming pineapples.
Yes. Oh.
What was the old expression about, there's an expression about, you know, somebody says, my God, is your wife that old? And I say, yeah, don't. But, you know, it was like jumping the fence.
Yeah,
something like
you were
that.
In your 20s, right?
Yeah, and people used to say, how old is your wife? And when, you know, I didn't want to say it, but fate, you know, used to intervene and say, oh, I'm, wait a minute now. And they pause. They say, wait a minute now. So, you know, I get so embarrassed.
That's okay. But what attracted you, Faith, to Benny back in those days, besides him being your boss, right?
Well, at first I didn't like him because he was a boss, a manager, and he would, you know, explain to me my duties and responsibilities. But afterwards, I respected him a lot because he, you know, was informing us on all the promotions that he had to attract the young bowlers so that they would have, you know, a special treat after they bowl. And we used to sell 5 hamburgers for $1. I don't know if you can.
This was in the 60s, 70s?
60s, late 60s, yeah. So, you know.
So for some of you younger guys, that was actually, besides a good deal, that's what things were selling for back in those days, yeah?
Yeah.
And it also attracted the Little League, the national baseball, baseball players to come there so that their families didn't have to make potluck. They would come there and pick up those hamburgers.
Yeah. Well, so you hired a really good employee, then you realized, and hey.
Yes, I did. They were tremendous.
And so from there, you folks got married, and, you know, if you've read the magazine, their cover story, they will make 50 years next month. So congratulations to you both. Can you imagine?
Thank you.
50 years?
Yeah, it's a lot. I told Faith.
3 boys?
How did we do it? How did we do it? She says, well, through dancing, I guess.
You did a lot of stuff together, but right?
Oh, yeah.
And you were actually in the service too, right? The Marine Corps.
I was just a reservist, for 8 years. And then I worked for the Coast Guard. The Coast Guard was like 32 years or something like
that. Right, and actually, I saw a friend of mine who know you. I was golfing with him last week. He goes, hey, that's the guy. He worked Coast Guard. Yeah, I goes, yeah, how'd you know that? He goes, I knew the guy from Coast Guard. I'll tell you his name a little bit later on.
Okay.
But I love the story, Faith. You know, like my dad was Army, and my mom was a strong part of the relationship. But you actually, because Benny, and we're telling the story that you actually didn't finish high school. But it was actually Faith that made you get your GED.
Right. After 13 years of marriage, then that's when she said, you know.
Well, you're 30. You must have been in your 30s.
Yeah.
And you got your GED?
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow, Faith, yeah, I gave you a lot of credit. Did. How did that? I mean, you just pushed him and made him, hey, you got to do it?
Well, because he had such an important position with the Coast Guard. And if he wanted to be promoted, he needed to have that degree. And so I encouraged him, and he did go. And, of course, it's at my alma mater, Aya High School.
Hey.
So his degree is further from mine, but he's older. But at least I was very proud of him because that led to his promotion.
Wow, great story. Yeah, my mom as well. My dad wanted to get out of the Army, and she kind of told him, you better stay in there, get to a certain rank.
Right.
And my dad finally followed it, and that was probably one of the best things that he ever did was stay in the Army as a career officer.
Yeah,
and my dad's actually been retired longer than he actually worked.
Oh, wow.
Isn't that amazing?
I know.
You can do that today.
You know, when I started with the Coast Guard, I started as a maintenance mechanic. Then after a maintenance mechanic, I became a plumber. Can you imagine?
Plumber?
Yeah, I became a plumber. And after being a plumber, I became a maintenance mechanic foreman. So that was pretty good. After that, I became a contracting officer, inspector. Then the last part of my promotion was being a housing manager for the Coast Guard.
Wow.
And how I succeeded was going through training through the Coast Guard. And that's how I got, I didn't go for my the college degree, but, you know, through the Coast Guard, I had a lot of training and all that. And that's how I started my stardom to become a housing manager.
Yeah, I think the military is great. You know, me being an Army brat, like I was telling my son,
yeah,
you know, you want to travel the world, maybe we should join the service.
That's right.
You know,
that's
right. But reserves isn't bad. I know a lot of my friends are in the reserves, but I love your story also in the magazine about your first date with Faith. You had to meet Faith's dad, right?
Oh, yeah. I couldn't believe it when Faith told me, go and meet my dad, you know, that for that evening. And I said, "You sure you're not coming with me?" She says, "No." So I went there, knocked on the door, and guess what? He opened the door with a pipe wrench in his hand. I'm looking at him. He says, "Oh my God, I think he's gonna crank me with that." But he had a problem with it, and with my experience, you know, I says, "Hey, Mr. Miller, I think I'll help you out with the plumbing." So he said, "Okay, fine." So I helped him out. Everything was all dandy, all fine. And I told myself, this is it. I think I got in. Then I found out her mom. I had to go through her mom. I go, "Oh, no." I think the mom is more rigid, you know, because moms are more, you know.
Oh, yeah, that's her daughter.
Yeah, but when I met the mom, you know, I was with my mom, with her mom, let's see, for so many years. And, you know, believe it or not, they said, you can't live with your mother-in-law. You're going to have a lot of difference. But I think for myself, they was wrong. They were wrong. I lived with Faith's mom, and she and I really hit it together. So
really healthy.
God bless her, yeah.
Yeah, you're in with the mom. And of course, you can help fix the kitchen sink every once in
a
while, right?
Right. Hey, I was doing all the maintenance in the house. Believe it or not.
Well, they saw a lot of value. Yeah. But, you know, you also, you know, Guy, we're here at Benny and Faith Agbayani, the head of the Hawaii Ballroom Dance Association, but his name is familiar. Of course, your son, Benny Jr., played a lot of sports and, of course, baseball with the Mets. But you were actually also an athlete yourself.
Yes. All in softball, volleyball. And that was, I think, both my strongest. Bowling was my very strongest.
Benny bowled the 300 game at Iowa Bowl.
Really?
Many years ago. But now you have the younger kids that they develop faster through the programs that they have for, you know, the youngsters.
Well, the technology and the balls today are much better. I actually bowled over there before, too.
Can you imagine kids carrying three balls in a bag or four balls, you know?
The rolling bag they come in with,
Well, during my time, I didn't believe in those kind. If I bought a ball, bowling ball, but the perfect game I did was my brother's ball.
What?
I didn't even buy a ball. I used it, and I said, "Hey, feels good. Let me use it." And I used it, and that was my moneymaker when I was bowling.
Yeah, back in those days, guys, if you're listening, we used to bowl for money, right?
Right, right.
I mean, a lot of side bets, like in golf and tennis. I think my highest game, I used to bowl Campbell, and I my highest was like 264,
and I
had a good chance, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, by the time the game was Powell, I was second place, but you get nothing for second place.
Yeah, you're right.
I think I had a 265, but that was back in the day. And so, but amazing. But so you guys did a lot together then.
We bowled 10 years together. That's where I learned how to bowl, because we had the Coast Guard League. We started it off as the Coast Guard League. Then it went into Tired Weekenders, and then we went into the Phil-American League. And then when we got into ballroom dancing, Eugene Ichinose told us that bowling is bad for your posture. So quit bowling.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
And I used to show him my form, and he goes, you know, like, that's not good for you. The timing's not there, you know.
Well, actually, you know, golf is not good for your back either.
Yeah.
Almost all golfers have bad back. Look at Tiger Woods. I mean, he's playing good now.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of golfers have bad back. Yeah. Freddie Couples, a lot of golfers. But I'm surprised he said that.
Yeah.
Probably he had a strategy in mind. Because he wanted us as instructors, ballroom instructors, because we trained under him at the Y. So he used to hold classes there for all of his instructors.
What is his name again?
Eugene Ichinose.
Oh, he was like the big dance guy?
Yeah, he was the founder and the first director.
Oh, really?
He used to run symposiums for us instructors. And I used, you know, in school, I always wanted to be in the back. And he always said, "Benny, get in the front." You know, like
when he was teaching you guys?
Yeah, because through my imitation of all the other instructors I see, I used to imitate all their flares and all.
Uh-huh.
And he said, "You're going to become a good dancer." I didn't believe that at first.
He had a twin brother named Sam Ichinose. I don't know if you remember
him. Sam. Boxing promoter.
He had a bar downtown.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, really? That's his brother.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, we're here at Benny and Faith talking about their life together as a cover story. But in the second half, we're going to talk more about ballroom dancing and everything. But I love the story about, you know, Benny, when you, so Faith, you brought up the idea about trying to getting Benny to ballroom dance?
Yeah, I had a good friend at Hawaiian Tail where I was used to work and retired from, and she was a beautiful dancer, and she told me, she belonged to Kaneohe chapter, and she said, Faith, they're opening up a new chapter in Aiea, and it's called Pearl Ridge. You should check it out. And so I had to talk to Benny about it, and he was really reluctant at first. But I said, I bowled with you for 10 years. Can we do something else together? And then he said, okay, I'll go and try it out. And so we went, but he stayed outside the door. He didn't want to go in. You know, it took him a while before he actually got through the door. So
like a couple of lessons, a couple of hours, a couple of minutes? How long?
It's a two-hour session, yeah.
So after 2 hours, you went in or next
day?
No,
half an hour. I waited for half an hour.
So you're outside the door looking through the glass door, and yeah. What were you thinking? You're not going to do this?
No, I was thinking, no way I'm going to do it. She's inside.
You're a ball player like me.
Yeah. I said, I don't think I can handle this.
And what changed his mind, Faith?
Well, actually, the first instructor we had there was this Filipino guy. And so that, I guess, was what attracted to him, because he was very showy, and he had this flair about him, his whole style of dancing. And Benny was very intrigued by it. So he was watching, and I guess he thought, maybe I can do that, you know. And so that's why he decided to come in. But little did he know that because his last name is Agbayani, that when they selected the new officers, he would become the first president because nobody wanted to volunteer. Yeah. So they went by alphabet. So, and then after that, it was where we became senior instructors for the chapter because we were A again. So everything was A. So that's why we became instructors there also.
But so, Benny, I told my wife I'd love to learn the ballroom dance. I mean, I love to dance, you know, go to rumors like that. Unfortunately, it closed down. But ballroom dance takes a lot of skill, and I would love to learn at some point down the road. But is it that hard?
No, it's not. It's
Faith is not.
We have what we call the bronze. You learn how to walk.
Yeah.
The first thing is walking, because you have to walk with your heels or your balls of your feet. Then after that, they show you what's a box step, things like that. It goes into certain areas, and then you learn what's half a box, and then what's a full box step. You know,
so,
things like that.
So, Faye, he talks like he was he good in the beginning? He's an athlete. I mean,
really, if you watch the exercises that football players and baseball players go through, you'll really realize that there is some relativeness to the sport, because it's all about a sport. And the stepping and the rhythm of the dance. And that's why we offer a novice beginner now, so that people that have no dancing experience at all, they can go to this class and learn how to develop these skills. And a lot of time it's all about stepping into each other, but the couples sometimes think that they have to step outside of each other, so it looks like they're bow-legged, because they're not walking their normal walking steps. Mm-hmm. If you do that, then you'll be fine. And we find that there is a lot of attraction for that novice beginner, and we offer it Saturday mornings from 8 to 10 a.m. in the morning. And so there's a lot of people. And we have been attracting some of the younger people, too.
Well, that's really good. I mean, with our magazine name like Generations, we always want to be able to pass down the stories, the information, including dancing, because I think that it's a great sport. I mean, kids don't go to the park anymore. They don't get exercise anymore.
Right.
They don't even ride a bike. My dad bought my son a bike. I think he rode it once in 2 years.
Right.
You know, you don't even see kids riding bike at the school very often anymore. So dancing is great.
You know? Well, my two sons two of them always say, you never bought me a bike. And I said, well, you know, you folks were such rascals. You grew up on the baseball field.
Right.
You did the dirt. I mean, Benny used to love to just lie, you know, just play in the dirt. You know, and to me, everything is so high tech now that they forget the game, you know, what it's like to be a youngster and just play, you know.
So this was in the 70s, 80s when you got into ballroom dancing?
It was 79. 70. That's when we first went into ballroom dancing.
So 37 years you've been ballroom dancing?
30, you're on around there.
It'll be 40 years next year when HBDA celebrates 60 years as in existence. Yeah.
And that's located above Cutter Foyer, above Salvation Army down in Aiea.
Yeah, that's our new office and dance studio. We used to be in a hole-in-the-wall office on Y Camilo, and then we went into venture into this new studio, and it's been a blessing for us.
And how many members do you have in your? Because you have different dance places or clubs.
Yes, we go out into the community. We have about 600 members, Hawaii Ballroom.
Wow.
Yeah, and we have on the Big Island and Maui.
So is ballroom dancing growing? Is it shrinking? Is it? Seems like it's. I mean, people don't. I know you folks been to Vegas, right, and been to national championships, right?
Yes. Yeah.
Are there still a lot of people still doing that?
They're doing it on a professional level. They're going with the professional instructors. Wow. You don't hear too much of the couples coming into HBDA because of the. Most of them work two jobs. We were very fortunate because my mother used to watch my sons. And so, although we had a lot of activity with them, we still could do nighttime activity.
That's very true. Yeah, people work night job or a second job, or they work on the weekend. And so it's a little different demographic and different, I guess, lifestyle today than back in the day, yeah?
Yeah, and Eugene Ichinose's philosophy was that he wanted, his legacy was to have couples being able to do something together that's affordable besides going to the movies or whatever. He thought about the dating side of, of marriage and being able to do something together, socializing, meeting other people, and the interaction.
Can I ask what it costs to be a member?
Right now, it's $20.
$20 a month?
A year.
A year? Just be a member?
Yes.
But then there's cost for the classes, though.
$35 for two dance classes for 8 consecutive weeks.
For 8 weeks?
Yes.
Well, that's cheap.
And we have social activities as long as you're a member. Otherwise, we have for non-members, $10 to show up. Wow. And we have voluntary potluck.
Potlucks are great. I went to one potluck during Christmas.
A lot of people really enjoy the potlucks because the people are so giving. They bring their talent of cooking, or they go out and they buy from, like Panda or whatever else that they decide, desserts. And it's very enjoyable. And a lot of the seniors like it because they don't have to be couch potatoes and watch TV. Even if they're not really dancing, they just like the fact that they're there among other people.
Well, they can socialize.
Right.
Yeah. And that's one of the things that I loved about it. And I think a lot of your members are retired.
Yes.
Yes.
And it keeps the couples together, though, right?
Yes.
We have what we call a lifetime member. Our instructional area. 15 years of
Of being instructors for the organization, the dance program. And we have some of our administration people because we have our auditor that have served Mr. Ichinose's time all the way till now, as you know, under Benny's regime.
So, Benny, you're the president of the Hawaii Ballroom Dancers Association, right?
Right. Actually, he's the dance director.
Dance director. Okay.
Everybody thinks of him as the president, but we have an administration that there is a council president.
Lord. Well, thank you very much, Benny. We're going to be back shortly, but you're here with Faith and Benny Agbayani with the Hawaii Ballroom Dance Association, but also the February and March cover stories and Romancing the Dance. It's a great story. Pick it up. Like I said, we have a new location with Times Pharmacy that I believe is 12 locations on Oahu. Otherwise, as you know, the library, Big City Diner, your doctor offices, Vacations Hawaii, but also the YMCA. But we're going to take a short break and we'll be back with more stories with Benny and Faith Agbayani.
We will be right back with Percy Ihara from Generations Radio. If you have any questions or want to be part of our discussion, give us a call at 296-5467. That's 296-5467. This is Generations Radio on AM 690, The Answer.
Did you know residential care homes offer a family-oriented atmosphere? At Caregivers Heart Hawaii, our kupuna become part of the family. The smaller environment allows for more personal attention. For example, there's no waiting to go to the bathroom compared to other long-term care options. The patient-to-caregiver ratio is smaller and help is faster. Over time, residential care homes are less expensive compared to other long-term care options. Our caregivers are experienced and enjoy what they do, and all homes are ADA approved. Don't feel stressed and overwhelmed or try to do this alone. Aloha, I am Ku'unani Demonte with Caregivers Heart Hawaii. Let us help you with all your care home placement needs. Caregivers Heart Hawaii has knowledge and experience. For a free consultation and to learn more about us, go to caregivershearthawaii.com, where treating kupuna like family is our business.
When you feel like Vegas, there's just one place to stay. Grab a drink at the Holo Holo Bar, there's just one place to play. We got a fresh hot look, a new sports book. We got those local meals, just like Auntie Cook's. Aloha spoken here.
Check out the Cow's new renovated look and see why the Cow is Hawaii's favorite place in Vegas to stay and play.
Moon Physical Therapy is here to help you back to recovery. Moon Physical Therapy is located on Ward Avenue across from Sports Authority. Physician prescribed for motor vehicle accidents, workman's comp, or that body pain that comes from rushing to play without warming up. Also, event cardiopulmonary rehabilitation with our one-on-one patient care. Moon's Aquatherapy heated endless pool allows for low impact exercise with less pain on land. We will give you the right exercises to get you back to health. Ask your doctor to prescribe Moon Physical Therapy. Moon Physical Therapy. We achieve results.
If you're new to Medicare, we can help you work your way through all the questions, the details, and the headaches. Generations TV has gathered experts in the field to help you find the answers. This is Navigating Medicare.
A very important period is coming up, what we call AEP, annual election period, from October 15th to December 7th.
The annual election period is when you can change from one plan to another. The plans change. The benefits, coverage, and premiums may be different. So know what you should have. What are your current health needs, your budget, and priorities? You need to make sure the medications you are currently taking are covered and that your doctor is in the network you're looking at.
Like we mentioned before, all plans are different. There's no one plan that's good for everybody. Everybody got different wants and needs. Call us and we can help you.
Helping you work your way through the confusion, Navigating Medicare. Brought to you today by Financial Benefits Insurance, serving the entire state of Hawaii from the corner of Pi'ikoi and Kapi'olani in Honolulu.
Oahu's newest senior living community, Ilima at Lehano, is now open in the heart of Kapolei. Within this beautiful new community, offering independent living, assisted living, and memory care, you will experience a feeling of ohana that provides a sense of community and peace of mind for our kupuna. A range of spacious apartment styles are available, from large studios to spacious one- and two-bedroom plans, most with a large private lanai. Be one of the first to call Ilima your home. Visit Ilima at lehano.com or call 674-8022.
Got Vegas on your mind? Get Vacations Hawaii on the line. Vacations Hawaii offers weekly 4 and 5 night Honolulu to Vegas packages, which include three meals daily from $6.99. Stay at Hawaii's favorite casinos, California, Fremont, Main Street Station, and Orleans Hotel. Vacations Hawaii will get you there in comfort on deluxe wide-body 767 planes with complimentary in-flight hot meal service. Vacations Hawaii's frequent flyer program gives you future travel discounts and credits. So if you're ready to win big, call Vacations Hawaii at 591-4777 or visit pointvacationshawaii.com.
Hi, I'm Margaret Wong with the Copeland Insurance Group. Let us be your Medicare resource throughout the year. We have agents throughout the islands to be of assistance to you. So if you have Medicare questions, we have the answers. Call us at 808-591-4877. Again, 808-591-4877. Thank you. We look forward to hearing from you.
Today, more than ever, we local people are living longer than any other state in the union, with more seniors, baby boomers, and caregivers. Generations Radio promotes the importance to be proactive as we all age. The radio team will focus on issues facing our seniors and their families, finding resources to navigate healthy aging along with financial, legal, and caregiving information. So join Percy E. Hauer from 5 until 6 each Saturday, right here on AM 690, The Answer.
5914777 Shoot, who's got the best deals of Vegas around? Who's got the best deals? Shoot, they do. Call 591-4777 today. Vacations Hawaii. Good luck, we go play. trip on Saturday.
Good luck.
We will play.
Complete 4 and 5 night packages from $6.99. Vacations Hawaii, your favorite connection to Vegas.
Focusing on the issues facing our seniors and their families today. Here's our Generations Radio host, Percy Ihara.
Okay, welcome back to Generations Radio. So thank you very much for tuning in here. If you're listening to us live, Saturday from 5 to 6, Sunday from 3 to 4. And as you know, you can listen to all these online and on our smartphone at generations808.com. So thank you very much. We're here with Faith and Benny Agbayani. And we're talking about ballroom dancing and they're romancing the dance. But I do mention a couple of things here before I forget. As you guys know, we are on TV now. So don't forget to check us out on Oceanic Cable. Spectrum is called now. And now it's not on, I know they call it OC16, but it's not on Channel 16. It's on actually Channel 12. Don't ask me why. But when you turn on your TV, it actually automatically goes to that Channel 12. So as you guys know, our big day is Wednesdays at 7:30. More than half of you go to that time. Mondays at 5:30, and the rest of the time is throughout the day. So check it out there. You might even see us when we turn on your TV, when you turn on your TV in the morning. So thank you very much to Oceanic Cable Spectrum TV. I did want to congratulate a longtime friend of mine, Tori Abe Carapello, who is now the head of Hospice Hawaii. Ken Zeri, the longtime president, has retired. So thanks to Ken for really shepherding the issues of hospice in the state of Hawaii, because I've known him for many years. He's actually been on our radio show, by the way. But and a couple other things in the magazine I wanted to have you heads up. You know, we always talk about living longer, and we talk about workforce development, and we also have articles regarding intergenerational programs like Bryson Choi over at Iolani School. When I first met the leaders at Iolani School and their 1 Mile project, thanks to Kristy Nishida from UH, they do a project where they highlight programs within a 1 mile Iolani school. So they've actually done stories about Project Donna, which is across the way. They've done some stuff with the 442nd 100 Battalion. But they've also done stuff on hospice. So kudos to Iolani School and Kristy Nishida there. But Bryson Choi did a special does special tours to the facilities to play his music. So thanks to him. One good story, I've always wanted to do a story. There's a new story on page 22 about Blue Zones. Blue Zones is a healthy aging, healthy living kind of a project. And if you go to hawaii.bluezonesproject.com, you can see that there. But they do great work in the community. And check that story out or go online. As a longtime Japanese card game, Hanafuda, written by Helen Nakano, which is a great little game. And it's kind of a resurgence. My nieces and nephews actually are playing Hanafuda now and are teaching their spouses how to play Hanafuda. Thanks to Dr. Stephen, he's a nurse practitioner, Stephen Ito, who has house call medical practice in our magazine. I had shingles the second week or first week of November last year, Faith and Benny. Oh, my goodness. Have you had shingles yet?
No, not yet.
Hopefully you don't live stressed lives, but if you ever live a stressful life, you know, it's interesting. I would have gotten a shingles shot if I knew about it, but you know, most people don't get it till after 60, and I got it last year this November, and it was painful.
Ten days
in bed. So I got Stephen Ito for House Call Medical to write an article about it, because you can't stop it, slow it down. It's gonna run its course, and hopefully you get it in your chest area, not in your face or your eyes, because you can go blind. So I want to mention that. Let's see what are the good stories here that are in the magazine. I'm just going through this. One story I found, which is very interesting, is caregiving overseas. We had a family friend of ours that mom was taking care of dad. And a lot of times the caregiver passed away first. So mom, who was caring for dad, passed away first. So my friend called me up. I said, now what are you going to do? They live on a neighbor island. Are you going to move to that neighbor island? He goes, no. Are they going to move in with you? No. So what are you going to do? They need care. It's not a matter of how we're going to do it. It's if it happens, when does it happen, what are you going to do? So he fortunately had a brother in the Philippines, 85, 86 years old, said, bring your dad here, his older brother, bring him to the Philippines, and we'll care for him. Wow. And they did for, I think, 2.5-3 years. You know, obviously, it's more economical to live in the Philippines, but his Social Security check paid for all the cost of care, 24/7 care. So it was a great story, kind of good learning experience for me, knowing what to do, because when somebody needs care, somebody's got to provide the care, yeah? So it's very, very important to, I would tell you, read that story if you're thinking about that down the road, let us know. But and one last story, I heard about these over at Queens. There's a bunch of seniors that maybe don't go out as much, and they love crocheting and knitting and things like that. So Queens has a little volunteer section that these ladies that don't go out actually can knit and sew at their home, and they give it to Queens, and they give all that to the cancer patients at Queens. You know, blankets, what do you call that thing on your caps and things like that. Yeah, that was a great story. So thanks to the volunteers at the Queens Health Systems there, the Volunteers in Place program, they call it. So they actually donate to different hospitals. So a couple of issues going on right now at the Capitol. This is March. The Kupuna Caregivers Bill, I know the governor will probably sign it, but hopefully it gives us more money than last year that goes to all the nonprofits that serve Kupuna out there. And then also one, which is a little bit controversial, is a death with dignity bill, assisted suicide bill that we tried to push last year, didn't go through. So hopefully, by the time you listen to this show, it will have passed both the Senate and the House. As long as the governor signs it, it will be law. So I think it's something that is always better to have more options than less options. So thanks, everybody, for pushing that. We're talking to Faith and Benny here about ballroom dancing. And Benny, I got to give you credit. You know, if I went to a dance class and I looked inside and saw people dancing, now, were you in your 30s at the time?
Yes.
I don't know if I would have done it. I'm 58 now. I don't know if I was 30, still active, still playing ball. Yeah. I would be able to step up and say, yeah, honey, I can do this too.
Yeah, really.
What do your guy friends tell you?
Well, my guy friends said, if I see a person out there watching, you know, I'd say, would you like to come in? You don't have to dance, just sit down, or you can participate if you want to, if there's a couple over there. So most of the time, we'd like to have couples. So that way, like I say, a man and a woman being a couple.
Well, yeah, because a lot of times I've had clients tell me that, you know, the spouse passed away or the partner passed away. Yeah. A lot of times women outlive the husband or the male. That can create a little bit of a problem, can't it?
Well, not really, because when I used to teach, I used to dance with the females.
All of the females?
Yeah, and on the males, Faith would be dancing with them.
Ah.
You know, just making them interesting. Then when we do have our event or something like that, I have my instructors.
I see.
To go out there, and I would tell them, hey, that couple, make sure you keep them occupied. So they're a great help.
We do accommodate singles because, like you were mentioning, some of them don't have partners or their spouses have passed away. And we used to have it at the Alawai, the old clubhouse. That's where Eugene Ichinose used to say, send all the singles down there.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And it was funny because they used to fight for each other.
Yeah.
And these were senior citizens. But, I mean, it was really fun that they wanted to come out and learn how to ballroom.
You know, actually, if you're single, especially if a male, because, you know, there's probably more need of male dancers at later on in life, that might be a great way to meet other females too, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, because we had couples that were paired up and they got married. We called Manoa. We used to have Manoa chapter. We had couples married from a Manoa royal chapter.
Wow.
Yeah. And so it's been a really nice journey for those people that have come through our organization.
Like I said, Ben, I give you a lot of credit because it's like I said, my dad, my mom wanted to do something together. And of all things, my mom loved to play bridge. And my dad learned to play bridge so she could spend time together. Yeah. Like, so, wow. So I wonder what my wife is going to ask me later on. Oh, as long as she doesn't say, can we go shopping together? Because I'm not a shopper. I'm a buyer. I see it, I buy. Shoppers are looking at things and not buying it, right? I don't want to shop. I want to buy. I get done stuff. I go to Costco, Sam's Club. I'm out of there in 15 minutes.
Yeah, you're right.
But so I wanted to talk. So I know first thing I asked you, since I've actually never played against Benny in baseball, but he was much younger than me, but your sons don't dance. All three of them. Three don't dance.
Because they said they grew up watching us argue over the steps. So they told their spouses. You know, my mom and dad always argue about the steps. And my mom usually wins because we normally would go back to our instructor and say, okay, you know, it was this correct, and 99% I was always correct.
Oh, but, 99%.
Well, at the early stage when they had a family already, their first instinct was athletics,
right,
making sure their children are in an athletic field. So we didn't stop them. They got interested in all that, the coaching and all that, you know.
But so, you got to be pretty athletic to ballroom dance. I mean, I went there one day when we did a photo shoot, and I can't do some of the things they do.
Yeah.
You have to be athletic.
Well, like you say, once the children finish colleges or high school or something, I think that's when they're going to be interested, you know, because they got nothing.
Well, I did want to give credit to that one instructor you mentioned during the break about the first instructor that really got you going and made you guys really dance experts, because you actually went to Las Vegas to represent Hawaii in a couple of times, right? In the championships in Las Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
What was that gentleman's name again? Some of those may know him.
Okay.
We called him Mr. Aki because that was his name for Arthur Murray, but his real name is Haverly Akioka.
Haverly, wow.
From Kaimuki. Yeah.
And he's from Kalihi Valley.
Wow.
His brother lives in Kaimuki.
Oh, I'm sorry.
His brother's name is Hot Dog.
Really?
So that family has a thing about H.
Oh.
And he's a local boy, Japanese, Hawaiian, and he was the greatest instructor that inspired us, especially myself, because I was local, he was local, so he never held back. He was very critical, and he told me, learn the basics. Don't try to be so showy that you don't make it look good, you're not having fun. As long as you have the basic fundamentals, everything else will flow through for you. And he was right. We really enjoyed the dance together.
And you know, funny thing about it is that when Faye and I go to events, we don't do competitive dancing. We do the normal because all of our students are watching us.
Ah.
So sometimes when we go to parties and I see people dancing and they want to show off their thing, I'll grab Faye and say, honey, let's go show them what we got. You know, but that's what it was, you know.
How was it like going to Vegas back in those days? What's been the 80s, 90s? What was it, a lot of dance couples?
It was very intense because all you do is practice and compete. Yeah. And the funniest part is that you meet up with the other dancers from the other studios. And one of them in particular was a Dolly Parton dancer. And she made her instructor come up to us and ask for Benny to dance with her. And she was the cutest thing. She really did look like Dolly Parton.
Yeah, really?
And so Benny danced with her. And I danced with her partner. And it was fun. It was really, it was very exciting. But Benny's a real competitive type of person. When we was dancing, he wanted to win the gold. I mean, it was tough because you're going against all these other couples. And most of them are instructors dancing with students. It's very rare that you have a husband and wife competing.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah. They thought Faith was the instructor and I was the... I go, my God.
But it was an experience that you'll never forget, you know.
Well, you said from every state.
And Canada.
Canada, couples will come.
Yeah.
Everything was all competitive.
Wow. I remember seeing it on TV a couple of times, but I've seen videos of them. Tell you, that's a good workout, isn't it?
Yeah, it is a workout. When we was there, I couldn't sleep, you know, because I was thinking of all the steps that I have to get in there, you know. And then when they say it was a free means...
Freestyle.
So will you make up your own or...
You can completely do whatever comes to whatever steps that you can amalgamate. It could be gold, silver, bronze, and whatever. There will be no points against you.
Wow. We're here at Faith and Benny Agbayani from the Hawaii Ballroom Dance Association. So, whether you're 30 or 20 or 50s or 70s, retired or not, check them out. They're located above the Salvation Army right across by Cutter Ford area by IEA, right? And the dance studio is upstairs on the second floor. So check them out. But so Faith, I mean, when you say you can make your own up, but there are certain dances like the Foxtrot, that's the biggest name I know. What's this, Paso Doble? And you have a couple other dances, right?
Yeah, salsa. We have the salsa, mamba, cha-cha.
And everybody should learn the waltz, the mambo.
Yeah. We have the two-step, West Coast swing.
We have line dance. We have hot hula fitness. We have everything for anyone that's interested in doing dance.
I'm curious, is the male always the one that leads?
Yes, the male always leads.
Always leads. So when Faith was right, so was she leading too much, or were you not leading enough, or you put the right foot first, and when it's supposed to be a left foot first?
Yeah, she would tell me, you're not leading. So I know when to start leading or whatever. Well, sometimes she would just crunch me on my side and, okay.
And Mrs. Aki would always say, Faith, you're a good back leader. But, you learn how to work with each other and compromise. I mean, you have to appreciate each other. You can't be too critical.
Yeah. But you can't dance by yourself.
That's right. You really have to appreciate one another, because you don't have to look for another partner. You have a partner. You can argue together. You can dance together. It's like a marriage, working things out together.
During my school year, they had the bop. They call it the bop. And I never did learn the bop.
The bop, B-O-P.
Yeah,
B-O-P. It's more like a swing.
And then when I joined Altamary, somebody told me, hey, the bop is the one you're swinging right now. Swing, East School swing. I said, is that right? She says, yeah. And I thought it was the hardest thing to learn, the bop. But it wasn't, It was like just triple timing steps. Mm-hmm. So I learned that.
So I love in our art director, Wilson Angel, and Catherine Smith, that wrote their article. They broke your story down to different parts of dancing, but also parts of relationship, like the oversway, and talked about supporting and assisting each other. Yeah.
Right.
And so how is that helping your marriage?
Oh, I always oversway her. even at home, she don't like it, but, there's times when I can do that oversway with her.
It's the different terminology that relates to a couple and how they dance together and learn together, ballroom, and how they develop as dancers. And I think that's the enjoyment of and the passion of learning.
And then the next one here is the foxtrot. It's about leadership. Is that one of your favorite because you lead many?
Yeah, that is my strongest thing in smooth dance, even my waltz.
Yeah,
I learned how to lead Faith, because the waltz and the foxtrot, we had the gold when we went competitive up there, and it takes a lot of work just to be competitive. There's a difference between competitive and just learning how to dance,
right?
But people sometimes, you're a mentor. When they see you do some kind of a flare, they like to do that same thing.
Right.
And that's how I learned. Learn how to be, competitive, and learn how to just dance normal.
But I just want to say to any new dancer that when you first take ballroom dancing and you go into a classroom, don't expect to learn everything in that one session. We took so many sessions together as a couple, and we even went more days that was in the week to perfect our dancing skills, and we furthered our education with Arthur Murray. So whether you want to be a social dancer or go into competition, those are two different levels.
Two different.
And like I say, instructors, our instructors of today, we don't pay. We don't tell them, oh, it costs so much if I teach you, step by step. They're just willing in their hearts, just willing to teach them.
They're all volunteers.
They're all volunteers.
They don't get paid for instructing our nonprofit organization.
Well, they must love the passion for dancing and for the Hawaii Ballroom Association, because you have pictures here. So on page 29 here, this couple here, who are they now?
That's assistant dance director Mark and his wife Patty Dela Cruz.
And I love they really dress up. All you guys dress up the day we went down there. And in Foxtrot, is this an instructor and is?
That's senior instructors from Kaimuki. Right now they're stepping up as rotating instructors, Martin and Leona Powell.
To become.
And Martin is a very shy person. It took a lot out of him to become a ballroom dancer. His wife, Leona, has always shown that showmanship and flair. But he's a perfect example of somebody coming in and saying, I have two left feet. Mm-hmm. But if you look at him now, you'd be so impressed with his accomplishment.
And this other couple here on page 31, the Pasadoble, who are they?
That's assistant dance director Melvin Kamat and his partner, Susan Masumoto, who's a rotating instructor. And they're both seasoned dancers. They both had partners before that passed away, and they paired up to continue their dancing together.
Yeah, they do very well together. And this couple, boy, they know how to dance. Who are they?
And
that
senior instructor is David and Leah Twigg, and they're one of our really senior citizens that stepped up because we don't discriminate against age. They're like in their 80s right now, and they still enjoy the dance, and they support Mililani Chapter.
Well, if you see that, check them out on page 32. They know how to dress. I mean, wow, that was really neat. I saw them coming in. And on the page 33, the side leg lift, my friend Chris Prendergast.
Yeah, and then Rebecca, we call her Becky. And
his wife.
And that's our karate girl. Don't mess with her. I mean, I showed them that step to do together, and Chris was very enthusiastic. He said, yeah, I'll try it, because I said that'll give a leg lift and support that you have for each other and trust and
confidence.
And
Chris is a realtor, a friend of mine, and when I mentioned his story, he goes, yeah, I know these guys. I dance with these guys. Wow, that's great. So I wanted to get Chris in here. But, boy, one thing I love is when I was younger, I loved it. You know, if you can't do anything good, you got to be able to dress nice, right? But we got a minute left to go, but I know everybody's going to want to tell you. What was it like having your son be a Major League Baseball player? That must have been a great pride, besides, of course, your other sons and your grandkids. But what was it like having your son play for the New York Mets?
I'll let the mother take care of that.
Well, growing up, there was something special about him. I mean, he would cry if he would not do well. He was a typical Filipino boy that was very slim, and he couldn't really bat, but he was all heart. I mean, he would learn all the different positions in the IN National League, and I am really proud of him, because when he went to St. Louis, I mean, they had their pick of the crop. I mean, there were so many other outstanding players.
Yep, at high school baseball.
And Benny was, you know, trained to do other positions so he could accept and move on. And, you know, that helped him to develop into a better baseball player. And he was soccer. He was football under the guidance of Cal Lee and Ron Lee. I mean, that's what St. Louis is noted for, right?
Right.
And then, you know, going on to continue his college career, he went to
HBU,
Hawaii, right. Pacific, and he was under David Eldridge. And I really have to give credit to David, because after Benny couldn't make it at Oregon Tech because the football program was shut down when he went and followed Ron Lee, he was offered a scholarship at Hawaii Pacific University. And thereafter, he worked his way to a full scholarship. And then from there, he was drafted first originally to the California Angels. But he waited 1 year because he became the All-American for Hawaii Pacific.
Right.
And then he got drafted to the New York Mets. And from there, he went into all that farm leagues. He didn't really go to the big show until he met up with Bobby Valentine, his godfather, and the one that gave him his biggest break, because he was in the AAA in Virginia. He also got married there, too, with his wife, Nyla. But then he moved up to the big show, and then Bobby was there.
He's a ballroom dancer, too.
And Bobby was a ballroom dancer, and that was one of the trivia questions that Benny shared with us. And so when we met Bobby, he wanted to meet us because he knew his ballroom dancers.
Wow. What a great story.
Yeah. And then Japan, he did the same thing. He did dancing over there with the Japanese. Yeah.
But Benny Senior and Faith, thank you so much. Love your story. Love your show on Generations TV. And thank you so much for coming in today and sharing your story with us.
Thank you, Percy. Thank you for all that you're doing for our the community. We really appreciate it.
I appreciate you guys. So thank you very much. So anyway, hopefully we'll see you next week or listen to you next week here on Generations Radio. So thank you very much. And don't forget, generations808.com is our website. Have a great weekend, everybody. Aloha and live well.